So David inquired of the Lord, saying, shall I pursue this troop? Shall I overtake? And he answered him, that's God answering him now, pursue, for you shall surely overtake them, and without fail recover all. So David went, he and 600 men who are with him, and came to Brook Bezel, where those stayed who were left behind. But David pursued, he and 400 men, for 200 stayed behind, who were so weary that they could not cross the Brook Bezel. Then they found an Egyptian in the field and brought him to David. And they gave him bread and he ate. And they let him drink water. And they gave him a piece of cake of figs and two clusters of raisin. So when he had eaten, his strength came back to him. For he has eaten no bread nor drunk water for 3 days and 3 nights. Then David said to him, to whom do you belong and where are you from? And he said, I am a young man from Egypt, a servant of an Amalekite, and my master left me behind because 3 days ago I fell sick. We made an invasion of the southern area of the Sheritites in the territory which belongs to Judah and of the southern area of Caleb, and we burned Ziklag with fire. And David said unto him, can you take me down to this troop? So he said, swear to me by God that you neither kill me nor deliver me into the hands of my master, and I will take you down to this troop. And when he had brought him down, there they were, spread out over all the land, eating, drinking, and dancing, because of all the great spoil they had taken from the land of the Philistines and from the land of Judah. 17. So David attacked them from twilight until the evening of that day. Not a man of them escaped, except 400 young men who rode on camels and fled. So David recorded all that the Amalekites had carried away. David recovered all that the Amalekites had carried away, and David rescued his two wives. 19. And nothing of theirs was lacking, either small or great, sons or daughters, spoils or everything which they had taken from them. David recovered all. Then David took all the flocks and the herds they had driven before, those other livestock, and said, this is David's spoil. May the Lord bless the hearing and the reading of his words in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Let's bow down our heads as we pray. And so, our Father, we just want to bless you once again. Thank you for what you have done for us. Thank you for making it possible for us to see another Thanksgiving in the land of the living. Lord, we bless you. We appreciate you. Father, is there anything in our lives that would disqualify us this morning from the blessings that you have prepared for us? Father, let your mercy prevail in the mighty name of Jesus. Send thou your mercy into our midst now, and let every one of us be candidate of this mercy in the mighty name of Jesus. You said in your word that it is not unto him that willeth, it is not unto him that struggles for it, it is not unto him that runs for it, but it is you that showed mercy and compassion. You said you will have mercy on whom you have mercy on, and compassion on whom you have compassion on. Father, make us candidate of your compassion this morning, that we will receive of your grace and your blessing in the mighty name of Jesus. Let your word come with power. Let your word come with anointing. Let your word renew us in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Praise the Lord. Tell your neighbor, happy new months. We have become members of this month already, and we see in the end, in the mighty name of Jesus. Nobody shall be left behind in the mighty name of Jesus. Nobody shall fall by the way in the mighty name of Jesus. None of us shall be found missing in action in the mighty name of Jesus. Our names will never be found missing from the book of life in the mighty name of Jesus. And our work. Do you know that coming to the presence of God every time like this is work? It will not be consumed by fire on the last day in the mighty name of Jesus. We had at the Sunday school this morning how some people, their work will burn with fire. They will still be saved, but the Bible says it will be like passing through the fire. Can you imagine that? Your work will never be burnt to ashes in the mighty name of Jesus. I want to share with us this morning, briefly, three secrets. Three secrets. Three secrets that we can use to secure our total recovery, our restoration, and surplus. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Three secrets. And we can find those secrets in that book that we read. The book of Samuel. 1 Samuel chapter 30, we read from 8 to 20. Three secrets. So, you ask me, what are these secrets that we learn from this passage? They are the secrets of total recovery, restoration, and surplus. And these secrets are deep and they are also powerful. Number one is prayer and fasting. Prayer and fasting. If you remember, that passage remarked, and David inquired at the Lord. David did not just, he was not just carried away by what has happened, the calamity of what has happened. He was not carried away by the devastation he saw. He was not carried away by the mere fact that everything that he lived for, that's supposed to represent his future, has been taken away. No. Even with that, David went to God and he prayed. And the Lord answered him. God will answer somebody this morning in the mighty name of Jesus. In this new month, I decree and prophesy, God will answer your prayers in all areas of your life in the mighty name of Jesus. The prayers we haven't prayed are the answers we haven't received. I want you to know that. And the answers we haven't received are the prayers we have not prayed. Job, in James 5:16, said the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availed much. Even when I was not born again, when I go to God and I pray, I receive answers. That's what I always ask myself. When I was not born again, when I was a Christian, you know, in quote, and I didn't know what I was doing. Christian, yes, still committing sin and thinking it's part and parcel of life. Christians, when I was still a Christian and thinking that I can't be perfect because God, because I'm a man. Whereas God told Abraham, be ye perfect as Genesis 17:1. I am the Almighty God. Be ye perfect as I am perfect. That means it is possible for us to be perfect. You want to live 100 years on earth and you think you'll be perfect for the entire 100 years and it starts today? No, no, no. It's going to be on a daily basis. We come to God every day. Father, I have come before you today. You have given me the opportunity to be alive today. Please, let me not go against your rules and regulations this morning. Today, you will pray and God will give you that grace. And shall be perfect in the mighty name of Jesus. So when the prayer of somebody who is not righteous is being answered, talk less of you who is in. No, it is an excellent access for answered prayer. You know. So there are lots of stolen, missing, or hidden treasures waiting to be reclaimed and recovered. But the secret is in praying. Zechariah 12, verse 10. And I will pour on the house of David and on the inhabitants of Jerusalem the spirit of grace and supplication. Then they will look on me whom they have pierced. Yes, they will mourn for him as one mourns for his only son and grieve for him as one grace for his firstborn. Oh, that the spirit of grace and supplication will come upon us again, and that God will use us to pray as battering rams in intercession in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. So what we are saying is that prayer is the master key. It's the master's key, and it's also a master key. It unlocks doors. It moves heavy gates. Prayer moves the hand that removes, that moves mountain. Prayer breaks the portals of heaven and unlocks the fountain of the deep. In Luke 18, verse 1, Jesus said, men ought always to pray and not to do what? To faint. Unfortunately, one of the long lost subjects in many churches today is the subject of prayer. A lot of believers will pray like this. A lot of believers hardly pray these days. And look at that song right there. It said, oh, what needless pain we bear. All because we do not carry everything to God in what? In prayer. You cannot be a prey, P-R-E-Y, when you know how to pray. It is a secret. Today I pray that the Lord will pour on us fresh unction for soul agonizing prayers in the mighty name of Jesus. The Lord will answer our prayers in the mighty name of Jesus. And for the rest of this month and this year and beyond, you will be a prayer warrior in the mighty name of Jesus. What is the second secret in that passage that we read? Pursuit. Pursuit is another secret to total recovery, total restoration, and surplus. And what do I mean by this? The word pursuit means to attend closely upon, to aim, to secure. This is also true because the word pursuit is the noun from the verb pursue, the action word pursue. So in other words, I must pursue. If I must pursue, there must be something in pursuit. If I'm to pursue something I must be pursuing, there must be something. So we must be target specific. That's what we are saying. We cannot have too many irons in one fire and expect to come away with something tangible. A jack of all trade, we are told, is master of what? None. Hence, what have you lost that needs to be recovered in life? You must be specific about it. David knew what they lost. He saw the devastation. He saw the houses burned down. He saw everybody carried off. His future, his present, the wife, and his future, the children. Everybody what? Taken away. And then he pursued. So my advice this morning is that we should stop chasing the after shadows. 1 Corinthians 9:26. Apostle Paul says something there. He said, I therefore so run, not as uncertainly. Well, I don't run aimlessly. That's what he's saying. Fight, not as one that beats the air. No. Stop running or praying in ambiguity of victory. Be specific about what you want. Go. Last week I was telling you of how I almost lost my job over this issue of taking two federal appointments at the same time. I have already resigned, whereas I was still collecting salary there. And then the issue of transfer of service came. And then, what did I do? I went to God like, Father, Mama, she said, marry money. Where will I get another job to feed the family? I poured my heart to God. It was a white camel church. It was on Friday. They were sitting down and, the turari was going on. And the abela, the candle. I abandoned them. There's a special place prepared for prayer. They call it Ileano. I knelt down there. For the 1 hour while they were doing this, I was praying seriously. God made ways for me. God will make a way for you in the mighty name of Jesus. God will make a way for you in the mighty name of Jesus. He will forgive your sin in the mighty name of Jesus. You know, if God can forgive David, David wasn't a good father. Was he? Hello? He was not. There was in his house incest. There was in his house murder. You know that? He himself committed murder. Eh? He was an adulterous man. And yet, God can forgive. So who are you that God cannot forgive? Don't let Satan deceive you. Come to the throne of grace with boldness. Pursue, and you will recover in the mighty name of Jesus. Say a better amen. Number three, spiritual warfare. 1 Samuel 39 to 10. So David went, he and 600 men that were with him, and came to the brook Benzo. Of those 600 men, 200 men were so weak that they could not cross that brook, and they stayed behind. Okay? Where those that were left behind stayed, but David pursued. Some men, you know, 400 men with him, but 200 men abode behind, which were so faint, and they could not go over the brook Benzo. But with the remaining 400 men, eh? You might be the only that 400 men. What with God is what? A majority. Let us pray. Let us join this prayer something online. Many people are not there. You are the only one there. You are the 400 men. And God is there with you. So, total recovery is getting... To get to that recovery is getting into spiritual warfare. David and his men had to fight to recover all. Ah, they did what? They fought to recover all. They didn't sit down. They didn't say, oh, I have prayed. I have prayed. God said he will do it. No. Many of us are looking for a job. I have prayed for that job. It's not going to come to me. And unfortunately, in this society, they never send you a letter of employment. You have to go there. You have to search for the job. You have to do the interview. And so on and so forth. So we need to engage the enemy in arm twisting until there is a release and total restoration of what is taken, or what is missing, or what is lost. Don't just sit down there. You've got to pursue. You've got to be involved in spiritual warfare. Brethren, there are certain forces, factors, structures that must be dislodged, both physically and spiritually, if we must recover and get restoration of what enemy has stolen from us. Abraham fought with the king of Sodom to recover his nephew, Lot. Read Genesis 18 and you see it there. Christianity is not a fanfare or picnic. It's a life of constant warfare. And one of the allusions portraying the New Testament believer, you know, is that of a Roman soldier or a warrior. Several, the Bible says things like, put on the armor of God. Ephesians 6:11. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood. 12. For though we walk in flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. And 2 Corinthians, 1 Timothy 6:12 says, fight the good fight of faith. That's one of them. There are no demilitarized zones anywhere in Christianity. There will be no need for weapons if there is no warfare. Territories are waiting to be taken over. Nations must be possessed. Monies must be recovered. Honor and dignity must be restored. Fight until the enemy is put to flight. You must be ready to fight. Today, I pray that the Lord will empower us, you know, to be able to fight the battles in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray that the challenges of our life will give us victory in the mighty name of Jesus. Brethren, look at Zechariah 12:10. It said, I will pour on the house of David, on the inhabitants of Jerusalem, the spirit of grace and supplication. Then they will look at me, whom they pierced. Yes, they will mourn for him as one mourns for his only son, and grieve for him as one grieves for his firstborn. That is prayer. 19 said, and nothing. First Samuel 10:19-20. Said, and nothing of theirs was lacking. Everything taken away was recovered. Small or great, sons and daughters, spoils, or everything which they had taken from them, David recovered all. Then David took all the flocks and herds they had driven before those other livestock and said, this is David's spoil. You will show your testimonies in the mighty name of Jesus. And finally, thanksgiving. 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 David was able to showcase his own in thanksgiving. You will showcase your own in the mighty name of Jesus. We are going to pray this morning. Let's be on our feet. Say, Father, my testimonies will not elude me this month. I will showcase my testimonies in all areas of life. In all areas of my life, I will showcase my testimony. I will showcase my testimony in the mighty name of Jesus. You will showcase your testimony in thanksgiving. You will showcase your testimony in dancing. You will showcase your testimony in rejoicing. The whole world will rejoice with you. They will sing with you. You will say, come and join me, sing hallelujah. You will sing. King will sing with you. The whole city will rejoice with you. In the mighty name of Jesus. In this new month, you receive the grace for prayer and fasting to be able to pursue and fight a spiritual warfare that will result into thanksgiving. In the mighty name of Jesus. So shall it be. Thank you, everlasting Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Brethren, I want us to rededicate our life to Christ this morning. You will cry out to him, say, Father, forgive me my sin. I accept you again as my personal Lord and Savior. If you have done it before, or maybe you have gone back, let's renew it now, brethren. Let's go back to God. Because I want the whole world to rejoice with me. The whole world, everybody, every king and queen around that had the news concerning David, they all rejoiced with him. Even his enemies, who thought, it is finished for that man. Those people have read that. Did you see what happened in Silgad? Or in Silak? What's the name of that city? Siglak. You know, they went around. Did you see? Rumors flew around. Did you see what happened in Siglak? That David is finished. His future is... No, I think they said they anointed him king of Israel and he's running around. In fact, right now, I now know that his anointing is fake. That was the rumor that went round. But those same people came back to rejoice with him. Those same people came back to witness how he recovered all. You will recover all in the mighty name of Jesus. But that can only be possible if you give your life to Christ. Renew your faith in God this morning. They will rejoice with you. In the mighty name of Jesus. I say it by the decree of the Almighty God. In every area where people have been making jest of you, they will come back and rejoice with you. In the mighty name of Jesus. Begin to bless the name of the Lord this morning. Just thank him. Worship him. Magnify him. He's the King of kings and the Lord of lords. Thank you, everlasting Father. Glory to your name. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Let's put our hands together for the Almighty. Put your hands together for the Almighty.